Hi, I'm Pete. I'm bloody hell, there's a lot of you. I'm a student at UWIC, I'm a coach. I'm actually speaking here in a personal capacity today, but students union disaffiliated from the NUS at some point in the past, so I don't actually know what their position is on the strike, which is why I'm speaking in a personal capacity, but I tell you what now my position is on the strike, and it's absolute, unquestionable solidarity, and I can promise you now that that is the position of hundreds of thousands of students across this country who support their lecturers and who want to stand shoulder to shoulder with you in the fight to defend their case. My own course, Music Technology at UWIC, has been discontinued from next year with the threat of job losses hanging over our heads at the same time. And the arts department at UWIC, I don't know if you've heard, is facing massive cuts right across the board. But the fact is, it's not just the arts that are under attack in education. Actually, it's the whole of education that are under attack. Job losses on top of pay and pension cuts are abound everywhere. And also, obviously, it's attack in terms of the much-publicised trebling of tuition fees and really the attempt to create a two-tier education system where you've got learning factories for working-class people like myself on the one hand and critical learning and critical teaching being the preserve of the rich in society on the other in a select few institutions. You might say, to some degree, I think we as students sort of took the lead last term in the fight against that with our sort of much publicised massive demonstrations and occupations involving hundreds of thousands of students all across the country, and I was proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with lecturers on those demonstrations, and again I'm proud to stand with you today at this later stage in the fight. But I think what we need to talk about is what some of the previous speakers have mentioned is the next step, which is immediately is the 26th on Saturday, and the TUC's massive demonstration in London, and potentially we could see hundreds of thousands of public sector workers and trade unionists and people from communities that are going to be decimated by the cuts that this government wants to put through, none of which at all are justified at any level, none of which they can support when it comes down to it. And I think we have to come out of that with the understanding that actually it is all of the public sector which are under attack together, and therefore the only logical step from that is and needs to be coordinated strike action that's supported by the students, support that I can guarantee now that I will help to build and to perpetuate among the student movement along with many other students I know, an action to respond in kind to the generalised attack that actually we're facing right across the public sector with job losses, cuts of pay and pensions and to services that we depend on, being slashed and burned by this government right across the board. And that generalised response can only mean one thing. That's a general strike that brings down this Tory government. And I'll tell you now, if Egypt can do it, so can we. Solidarity for the sisters. There we go.
The strike across Wales and the UK has been magnificent. There are lecturers across Wales on the picket lines working hard from 8 o'clock this morning. Many of you have now made it down to here. I think UCU should give itself a big round of applause. I'd like to thank UCU. I'd like to thank all the staff in Bridgend who've worked their cotton socks off to make today such an impressive event. But most of all, I'd like to thank you who are standing here. Because without the activists in the branches and in the local associations, none of this would happen. It's the activists that make this happen. And UCU today has shown the way. We are the first union to come out on strike against the attack on our pension. And I think we should be proud of that. We're here today, really, to prevent a crime, aren't we? We're here to prevent daylight robberies. George Osborne and his little funny little sidekick, Nick Clegg, who makes me more sick now, even than the Tories. George Osborne is doing a smash and grab attack on our funds. We have paid for years for these pensions. They're not something that the government could just on a whim decide to give us or not give us. It's our money. That pension fund represents deferred wages. We have paid into that fund year after year after year. They cannot turn round halfway through and say, oh, we're changing the goalposts because we need that money because we've got to bail out rich bankers who've just been greedy and reckless and have got us into this hole. Public sector workers have not got us into this hole. This hole has been dug by greedy bankers who took risks with our money, and when it all went wrong, they came running to us and said, oh, we need the taxpayer to bail us out. Well, let's send a loud message to London. No, we're not bailing you out. Now, I think most people here probably know the ins and outs and the technicalities of the actual attack on our pensions. We've already seen them introduce the change from RPI to CPI. It's estimated that this will cost many lecturers around about £30,000 to £40,000 during their retirement. Step one. They've already announced that they're going to increase our contributions, the amount we have to pay each week, by 50%. Not the 3% they're pretending, because it's going up from 6 to 9%. That's a 50% increase in our contribution. Let's get that message loud and clear. A 50% pay rise increase for less. It's outrageous. And then they say, oh, but Guy, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. Don't you know we're all having a hard time? Well, let's just go through all of it in this together. For us, they're proposing a pay freeze for the next 2 years, which incidentally is a pay cut. I hate that word, pay freeze. 5% inflation, we're talking about a 5% wage cut. That's what we're talking about for 2 years if we let them get away with it. They're attacking our pensions, as we're all here today. The HE offer was, pay offer was truly derisory, as was the FE pay offer in England, absolutely outrageous. And there are cuts, and we've heard already that the Assembly is trying to mitigate the worst of them, but there's going to be cuts across the sector in education. That's all in it together. On their side, they give themselves £1 million bonuses. That's all in it together. And I was reading the other day that last year, the average chief executive of the FTSE 100, the 100 top companies in Britain, got a pay rise last year, wait for this, of 55%. So don't come running to us and say we're all in this together. Rubbish. We're getting the stick, they're taking the money. Now it's important to say that today is not the finish of this, by any means. This is the start. And you know, no trade union leader can promise you we're going to win. All we can promise you is we're going to fight. We are going to fight today. I think it's a historic day because we're the first union to stand up and say, get off our pensions. But we know, we're realistic. We know that just as lecturers, we're not going to win this dispute on our own. That's why we need to go back to the branches, to the local associations, and create and forge alliances with the other unions. Because we need the other teaching unions, the other public sector unions to join us. But be under no illusion. Today is the start of the campaign, not the end. Most people here, I'm sure, will be probably going on the 26th, but make sure that you get everyone as you can along on Saturday to this demonstration in London, because this is another opportunity for us to show this Tory government what we think of their spending cuts. I'm not going to rabbit on, you know what it's like with lecturers, I could keep going for 3 hours. You ask my students. But I'll call it a day there, except to say this has been a magnificent turnout, a magnificent kickoff. We have started the ball rolling. Let's get the other unions on board and let's bring this rotten government down.
Very well, thank you very much, colleagues, again for your efforts today. As Guy said, from here we move forward. This is where the fight starts. Thank you very much. And thank you very much indeed to our speakers who came at very short notice. Thank you all.